Cue the music.
To Chicago.
Drove to Chicago.
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 Shy City.
I'm coming home again.
So it's the Mega Pros Monday Quiz, sponsored by Mega Pros, making it fun to get stuff done. If you participate in today's quiz, you're going to win a Mega Pros hoodie and some big bragging rights. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Thank you. How are you?
Hey, Jeff. So you feel, you know, you're in and around the Chicagoland area. You're eating on a regular basis, and so you should have this no problem. And okay. So the first question is Seth Zurer. We know who he is, obviously, the man behind Bacon Fest and Dub Best Fest. He's got our first question. Seth, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
All right. This is a hot dog question. You ready? Name any three of the seven universally accepted toppings for a Chicago-style hot dog dragged through the garden. Any three toppings?
Mustard, relish, and a pickle.
Beautiful.
All right.
Nailed it.
Woo! Congratulations, Jeff. All right, so that's one question down. So I'm going to ask one. This one's going to be, I don't know what age group you're in, but this is an iconic movie. So this is related to a Chicago food place in a cinematic situation. What royal figure attended an elevated Chicago restaurant in the classic 1985 movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off? So it's a royal figure that attended an elevated Chicago restaurant in that movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Dave Froman, the king of the sausage game of Chicago.
Nice. Bravo. Nice. That was it depends if you've seen the movie. And of course, the royal figure, that's kind of, you know, we haven't done like the 23andMe on the exact, you know, lineage of the royalty, but I appreciate it. Excellent work, Jeff. Great job.
Woo. Thank you.
All right, so he's 2 for 2 at this point. And Seth, are you ready with question three?
Absolutely. This one's might be a little tougher. A little tougher. You ready?
All right. Okay.
Are you familiar with the sandwich, the Jibarito?
I have to say I'm not.
Oh, well, this is going to be a hard one. The Jibarito is a Chicago sandwich of Puerto Rican descent, which uses a different ingredient instead of bread. What ingredient is used instead of bread on the Jibarito sandwich?
Now, Jeff, before you answer, you have Ryan as a lifeline, as a potential lifeline, I've been told by Aleph. So you can maybe phone a friend.
I think I'm going to phone a friend on this one.
So, Ryan, have you heard
that? Am I the friend?
Yes,
you are. I've got bad news, my friend.
Oh, no. Ryan's familiarity with Puerto Rican sandwiches is limited, I guess, huh?
Pita bread, maybe?
Ooh.
Interesting guess. Not correct, unfortunately. Not correct.
Uh-oh.
I know. It's sad.
So, Jeff, did you want to take a guess? It's not bread. It's a sandwich.
I'm guessing it's not matzo, is it?
No, it's not matzo, although that sounds like a good sandwich, too. I think I like those ideas. The answer is fried green plantains.
Wow.
If you haven't had a Jibarito, it's an extremely delicious sandwich. I recommend it.
Okay.
It's okay. So the next question is going to be another food place in Chicago.
Okay.
All right, so you're ready for this one. So now it was located in a store, an iconic store identified with Chicago that no longer exists. It still exists as a room within that people go to for holiday celebrations and meals. And
The Walnut Room?
The Walnut Room is correct.
He corrects that one.
Wow.
Yes, he's always doing. Right. I just didn't know the plantain situation. So good job. You are on your way. You've done quite well so far. So Seth, do you have the next question?
I have this one's a bit of a gimme, I hope, for a Chicagoan. So if you order your Italian beef sandwich dipped, what precisely is it dipped into?
In the gravy, the drippings.
I think we'll give you gravy. It's the gravy. It's the jus, the drippings from the roast beef.
Bravo. Gravy is definitely, you could say juice.
Yeah.
Beef juice, the gravy is definitely acceptable, depending on what's going on. So congratulations. And so the next Seth, do you have one more or two more?
Yeah, absolutely. Here's another one. If you're a fan of Chicago sandwiches, this is a Chicago. A lot of options for this answer. Name any one restaurant within 2 miles of the old Comiskey Park where you can get a Chicago style breaded steak sandwich that's been drenched in marinara sauce. Any place. There's a million of them.
It's a tough.
I know it's challenging. I'm sorry.
I don't know that. I don't know that area as well.
All right. Well, I'll expand it. Any place at all to get a Chicago style breaded steak sandwich dipped in tomato sauce.
How about, I don't know, Portillo's?
I bet they got one. Sure, why not? I was going for Rico Benes, Farrell's. Yes, right. That's cool. That's good, man.
Now, remember, as a resource, you always have your friend, your very good friend, but sometimes forgettable, Ryan Burrell, who is also...
I think you're on your own again.
No.
I don't think I'm very helpful this time.
No. That's okay. We've got two questions left. And here's this next question is a food place. This is a food place. So this wasn't the nicest version of this restaurant. It certainly wasn't the biggest, but in Chicago, it was not only paying homage to Happy Meals, but also music icons. It is no longer here, but it was at one time serving billions.
Rock and Roll McDonald's.
Yes, nice job.
That's where R. Kelly went when he got out of jail.
They did have a kiddie land. What?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Really? That's true, huh?
When he finally posted bail earlier this year. It's not the same anymore. They've revamped it, but yeah.
All right, so we've got our final question coming up. Jeff, are you ready? It looks like you're well on your way to winning that Mega Pros hoodie sweatshirt.
I can't wait.
All right. Hang on 1 second. I got one here for you.
Seth's going to make it a good one.
A good one. A good one. All right. Here's a question about Chicago pizza. Okay.
Okay.
Many people know that Chicago is a home of deep dish pizza, but there's another style of pizza, tavern style of pizza. And when it's party cut, what shape are the pieces of tavern style pizza?
Square.
Yes.
Wow. This guy knows how to... pizza shapes. He's got his pizza-shaped flashcard. All right. Well, thank you, Jeff. Thanks for playing. You're going to go on hold. Elif's going to get your information. You are the winner of the Mega Pros hoodie. So congratulations. Thanks so much for listening, participating, and being so awesome.
Hey, thank you.
He overcame incredible odds.
He did.
Especially with lack of help from my end.
All right.
Good job.
Thanks, Jeff. Merry Christmas. Bye. Happy holidays.